the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. It was 20 years ago that the CHL's team of the century won the 2005 Memorial Cup. Yes, that was the London Knights' first ever Memorial Cup win. And the Dream Team, as they call it, was back in town to celebrate the 20th anniversary of that. So today I'm talking with London Free Press sports reporter Ryan Pyatt about that big milestone and what's coming next for the London Knights. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hi, Rachel. Has it been 20 years already?
It's been 20 years. Yeah, we're getting old, Ryan, because I know you were definitely reporting on this team back then.
Yeah, I was. Jim Crestman and I. Yeah, it was what a phenomenal week. And, you know, London had never held the Memorial Cup before, never won it, never, you know, it had always been something that other teams and other cities celebrated. And what a moment. And I remember some of the pictures I remember, like, of just... you know, downtown and stuff like that. Like the celebration when they did win it, crazy. Awesome.
It was like these guys, I was a very new reporter, very young at the time, of course. These guys were kings in the city at that time. Like it was the biggest thing going on.
Yeah. And remember, like Corey Perry talked about it the other night, reminded everybody there was no NHL. It was a lockout. This was the biggest hockey goal.
Right.
So there was all kinds of attention on extra pressure, and the kids felt it, you know, that the hockey world was kind of watching them. And you add in that Sidney Crosby was in the tournament and he was the biggest prospect, you know, going in hockey. So, and they ended up playing him in the final, a great first game, an opener, and then a great final. You know, you couldn't have asked for a better tournament. And then like, Ottawa was in it, and Brian Kilray, who now Dale Hunter's chasing for the wins title, his team was there. So it was like a perfect storm.
Perfect storm, yeah. So many of these guys came back to celebrate this 20th anniversary. Not everybody could make it, but what did they do for the 20th? What was happening? Who came back for it? What was going on this week?
Yeah, there were 16 players, and a really impressive turnout, more than at the Team of the Century, you know, when they got named that by the Canadian Hockey League, another great honor a couple of years ago. But, you know, this one was on the calendar and they wanted to make it work so that, you know, Corey Perry could be here, and he had played in Buffalo the night before and had a two-day gap. So Corey got to get that. That was important to the guys for him. He's the last man standing in terms of NHL, you know, still playing, right? Almost 40 years old and still playing. And a good, but most, if you remember the team, a lot of the guys were there, you know, Captain Danny Surratt and, you know, Rob Drummond, Brandon Prust. And you know, Danny Surratt had said, like, there were guys like Steve Ferry came from Cayman Islands where he lives and works. He was the furthest. And Trevor Kell came from Thunder Bay. But most of the players, say, you know, Adam Dennis is running North Bay Battalion, so he had to come a bit of away from up north too. But most of the guys are still within a drive. Dan Girardi's in the Niagara region, and a lot of the players are, and a lot of them. Rob Shrump's back in London, right? Mm-hmm. So he's been living here for a little while, and. You know, so it wasn't too much of a drive, and they had a wonderful dinner together and upstairs at the restaurant at the arena. And you know, one of the things that struck me 20 years on is that a lot of them brought their kids. You know, now they have kids. Josh Beaulieu has a son that's coming up, and he'll be an OHL draft pick fairly soon. I want to say next year. And you know, it was really neat. I think. A lot of the kids, Dan Girardi was telling me, my son's 15, and he said they went to Buffalo the other night, and he said, I played with Corey Perry in junior, like, and his son was blown away that, you know, a guy was still playing, that his old dad, the old retired NHLer dad had played with was still going. So, yeah, it was a great night, and it's, you know, for me, and as it would be for you and anybody that reported on that team, it was great to see those guys. They really... We're a special group.
Do they get together very often? Do they keep in touch? I know a lot of, as you said, a lot of them are in this area and even in London, but I mean, it must have been nice for them to see each other.
Oh yeah, I think so. They really don't get together too much, other than, of course, like I said, the London guys, and you know, when they cross paths in terms of the hockey world. But they're all living their own lives, and they were it, you could feel the excitement of everybody being able to, you know, to get together. And you know, it's almost like one of them was telling me, I think it was Shrimp, saying, "You're like, it's like your kids again." You know, all the stories and the memories kind of come flooding back. They really don't, but they would love to have a you know, continue to do a. You know, I think the Hunters would love it too, to have every 5 years. You know, 25. You know, 25 seems like a good milestone, and I'm not sure if you go to 30, but you know, I think they'd like to do that. And
Yeah.
I'm sure from the reception of the fans, they'd love to see it too.
Of course, yeah. You did speak with Corey Perry, and he and some of the other team, all the team members really got to talk to the current team. So what was some of their advice to the current London Knights, who are, by the way, are doing almost as well as this 2005 team?
Yeah, I was right before they dinner together, Mark Hunter came in and addressed the 05 team. And he says, selfishly, I remember it vividly. He said, selfishly, I want you around these guys because winners know how to talk to players. And you guys are winners. And it was a very inspiring speech. And then I had saw, you know, I didn't go in the dressing room. I was preparing for the game that night. But I had saw a social media clip that the Knights had put out. And it was Danny Sevret. Before they do the, you know, who's starting, they do a little thing. Corey Perry read it out, who the starting lineup was. But Danny Sevret did it wasn't very long, but he talked about, you know, you don't only play for the fans and your teammates and all that, but you play for the 05 team that's so proud and wants to see you guys win. And, you know, he said after to me that, wouldn't it be something if 20 years later, you know, they go to Rimouski. Well, funny enough, Rimouski, is the host of the Memorial Cup this year. It's funny how time's a circle kind of thing. And, to go and win it. And he said, you guys do have the, you know, and that's for the kids to hear, you know, legends like London legends say, hey, you guys can do this too, kind of thing. You know, I think that meant a lot to the kids. And he said, you remember that your families and your friends get a lot of joy out of watching a great team, hockey team play. And, you know, I think that came out. And, yeah, they went out and squashed Guelph, and they're on a roll. And the current team is a great team. They have to finish the job to be the second best team of all time. Like, obviously Mitch Marner, Tkachuk and Dvorak and those guys, they're the second best team in Knights history right now. And, for this team to get there, they're going to have to finish the job that, they started in Saginaw last year and just came just short.
How many more wins do they need? Cause they won't eclipse the 2005 team, but how many more do they need for this season to finish in second?
They really only have to win two more games because the second best regular season team in Knights history is the 2003-04 team that was most of the guys that were on the team of the century were on that team, and they won 53 games, and that's the Knights' second best. And this team is going to pass that. I'd be shocked unless they lost pretty much all the rest of their games, which I don't think it's going to happen. They will be the second best regular season team in Knights history, and one of the best teams. Not too many teams have won 55 games in the OHL in a 68 game season, so they'll be one of the best regular season teams all time.
Let's go back to Corey Perry just for a second, because it's pretty cool that you got to talk to him. He's still in the NHL. Actually, you know what? A lot of these guys from that team had great careers. A lot of them went to the NHL. Like, is that unusual, the number of them who went to the NHL or had big hockey careers after the Knights team?
Not on a team like that. I think when you there's a bit of a formula to winning a Memorial Cup, to winning OHL championship. You have to have a certain number of NHL drafted players on your team. You have to have usually a couple of World Junior players and that sort of thing. And you have to be older. You know, not too many teams win with a bunch of 16, 17, and 18 year olds. You have to have 19 and really good 20 year olds. And that team had it all. And Yeah, it was, you know, you, but you think of the impact. Like, I think what that team learned was you make an impact, right? So, you know, Brandon Prest, you know, never really drafted in the OHL and you know, came in and he made an impact in a different way. You know, he was a scrapper and an energy guy. And you saw, you know, he took that to become a famous person. And maybe you think of Montreal and New York, there weren't too many people more famous at that time on the team than Brandon Prest. He really made that work for himself and he lasted a while. And then, you know, Rob Schremp, who, you know, I was talking to people the other night in Guelph and still can't believe the stuff he could do with a hockey puck and a hockey stick. Like it was insane, right? Like, and, but he didn't have a long career, but he did have, you know, he did play a bunch of games. And, you know, Dan Girardi, like I said, like right up there with Corey Perry for length of service. Yeah. He's been retired 4 or 5 years now, which, you know, I was surprised. Because it just felt like on the Rangers or Tampa blue line, he was a stalwart and he was always blocking shots and they found a way. And that's Dan kind of talked to me that the guys that made the NHL kind of found a way to find their role. And that's something that starts in junior hockey. You can't always play first line center or you know, be the starting goalie or whatever, but you have to find your way on. And if you looked at that team, it wasn't just NHLers. The guys went and played pro for quite a while in nice to see the successful guys like post hockey. There, a lot of these guys are like I mentioned, Steve Ferry. He's an accountant in Cayman Islands, and you know, they're successful in their fields. And I think part of that is the qualities that make you a winning hockey team often translate into the real world. And yeah, and it can. A lot of them told me what a lot of their opportunities post playing career come from some of that, right? Come from, you know, being involved in that team and being involved in hockey.
What do they say about Dale Hunter and learning from him as a coach and a mentor, the team now and the 2005 team? He's had 1,000 wins now. What a milestone for him. You know, the Knights are having milestones all over the place. But what do they say about being coached by the Hunters?
Yeah, I mean, Mark and Dale are interchangeable, right? And they run the team like Corey Perry said, like the mini edge. It's basically an NHL team. So I think a lot of the players over the last 20 years that go on to the NHL say, I wasn't really surprised by anything that I encountered in the NHL because it was stuff that I encountered in London. So I mean, that's really all you can ask for. You get prepared. And the Hunters do probably as good, if not better, a job than anybody in junior hockey, maybe anywhere in terms of developed hockey, minor sports and all that, than of getting guys ready to go to the next level. And that's, you know, they both have playing experience, 30, maybe 30 years of combined NHL playing experience. Mark Hunter won the Stanley Cup. Dale Hunter is one of the, you know, all time, 1,000 points, 3,000 penalty minutes. Everybody knows him in the game, and what he did. And you know that they continue to run their team, even though they've evolved over time. Like you have to in the game. They that was one of their first teams that they built, the 05 team, and they built it the right way, and they won. And then they, you know, subsequent years and right now, I mean, they've kind of done similar things. Like they find great players. They find kids that can work together in a system, and they're hard to beat in the playoffs. Every team, whether they finish lower in the standings, I haven't seen too many Knights teams in my years go out quietly, and lose quickly. They're very hard to beat.
Do the former players keep tabs on the current Knights teams?
Yeah, I think so. I think once in a while they'll check the standings, and I've always been told that when they get to the pros, that people always say, "What was it like playing for the London Knights?" Like if players have never played, players from the Western League, the Quebec League, over in Europe, what was it like to play for the London Knights? The Knights have that kind of cachet in the game of hockey, and I feel like this year I think the team of the century will be following this team a lot more closely just to see. And obviously I've seen You know, that legendary team, they, when the team gets to a Memorial Cup, obviously they're busy and working and stuff, but when they get to Memorial Cup, they make an effort to try to get there. And the Memorial Cup's not, you know, there's been ones in Quebec and Saskatoon and stuff like that. So it's not easy to get to, but you always see that. You know, my favorite story of all time was the Rupert twins. Go in 2016, getting in a pickup truck and driving out to Red Deer, you know, to watch the team play. And I think they told me they didn't even get a hotel room. They wanted to save money for gas and stuff like that. So they're in Saskatchewan or something and just laid in the back of the truck for 5 hours and got some sleep. And you know, like stuff like that. And so this team here, this 05 team, you know, you know, some of them went to Saginaw last year. And, you know, some of them will try to follow. I remember in 2012 when they played in the final in Shawinigan, a plane or something coming in, and there was Perry and Savrette late Kelly Thompson and Preston, all those guys Adam Perry showing up to watch the game, the final. So they do have that connection. It's a special thing, almost like a university, right, alumni kind of thing, like people that like Michigan or Western or something like that. They have that deep roots with the team.
Yeah. All right. What's next for the current team, the current Knights team? You know, we're gunning for another Memorial Cup, of course.
Yeah, just like the 05 team, they clinched first place pretty early so they can rest some guys. But Rachel, the thing about this team that I've always found incredible this year is as much as they have your stars, Easton Cowan, Sam Dickinson, Oliver Bonk, Casper Halton, Denver Barkey, when these guys don't play, the team still wins. And that I think that's why you see the record they have and what they're going to achieve this year is they throw in guys that play junior B all year or haven't played much. And these guys play at such a high level. I believe it's because they practice at such a speed and high level that when they get in, it's not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And they still win games. Like at the World Junior, you think of the World Juniors, the five guys were gone. You know, almost all of Canada's power play was from the London Knights and a couple of Finns. And when they were gone, London was still beating Kitchener and Windsor, who hadn't really lost hardly any players. And those are the two other best teams in the league. And that's if you can beat guys without your top stars, beat these other top teams, like who's going to beat you in the playoffs in a 7-game series? Yeah. And that's what the scouts and the people in hockey are saying. You might be able to beat London in a 1-game, kind of like last year, the way Saginaw kind of did it. But good luck beating them in a playoff series. And, you know, the team still has, you know, last year, you remember they ran into suspension trouble in the playoffs that they had to overcome and a few injuries and that sort of thing. And they're a little banged up right now, but they're being afforded the chance. They're not fighting for first place. They're not fighting for anything anymore other than wins and historical, accomplishments kind of thing, personal milestones and that sort of thing. So they can be rested. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if they have a run similar to last year when they went 16-2. And, you know, there's nobody in the – I've seen all the teams in the East. There's nobody in the East that's as good as them. So, you know, if they can get through the Western Conference final, I don't think they're going to maybe hammer a team like they did at Oshawa. If you remember the series last year in the finals against Oshawa, they were pounding 9 goals, 8 goals, 7 goals, you know. I don't know if it'll be like that this year because I think teams will play a lot more defensive against them. But, I'd say they could be one of those great teams. And it would be a disappointment if they weren't based on what they've done this year. You know, it'd be a real shock if they lost early in the playoffs.
That's true. Yeah. Well, go Knights go. We're cheering for them, of course. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. What an exciting week this has been for you. Like what a cool thing to report on and all of that stuff going on.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Ryan. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See you, Rachel.